On a day in 1980, a crowd was gathered in the inner harbor to cheer the return to its home port after a voyage of 6 months, the pride of Baltimore, ambassador of goodwill for the city around the world. The crowd was in a welcoming mood, as was Mayor William Donald Schaefer, who attempted to lead a chorus of Baltimore, Our Baltimore, the city's official song. If you don't know it, and you probably don't, it goes like this. But in this festival of welcoming, few were singing this song. Few had heard of it. The anthem was born in derision and lived in ridicule, and to this day, Baltimoreans have trouble taking it seriously. Its comic history begins in 1906, when the Sun Papers hired, believe it or not, a poet. His name was Folger McKenzie, and most every day, in syrupy verse mixed with excerpts from the Bible, he made love to Baltimore, like a rose on its coat lapel, a cane on its arm a swing, Charles Street strolls through the afternoon down through the city of spring. In that era, in 1915, Mayor James H. Preston decided that Baltimore should have a song. A contest was proposed and a prize of $250 offered. The winner was Folger McKenzie. His words were set to music by Emma Hamburger, but the song just didn't take. After all these years, most have never even heard of it. Few can sing it. And that is why, on that day in 1980, when the pride of Baltimore was returning to her home port and Mayor Schaefer was welcoming her home, singing Baltimore, Our Baltimore, he sang mostly by himself. Hear our hearts that beat forever for the city we adore. It's a Baltimore quirk. The song adores Baltimore, but Baltimore doesn't adore Baltimore's song.